Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here we are. Got some callers calling in, and they want to hear something about what I got to say? Unbelievable. I'm just curious about something as to what we've got in the way of the situation that's staring at us. And I just don't believe that there are that many people out there who want to go silently into the night and not say a word about anything. I just get the feeling that there's a whole bunch of fun and games about to come about. Yeah, I put problem in a wood pile. Most of the rich have decided to cancel any who disagree. That's people outside of Facebook, Twitter, and all that. Yeah, these are the guys with the trillionaire bank accounts. Ooh, there's a bunch of people who got canceled, and they have lawsuits filed. They are going to try to do their best to get these people to adhere to what is known as law. Oh, well, what do you do? Here's what I've been dealing with. You hear a silent noise. What was that moment? And both the silent noise along with any question goes into imagination of a dissipating fog. You've seen fog disappear. It happens in yards and whatnot all over. It all fades into nothing. There wasn't anything there at all, really. All of what we are has no effect, like trying to remember a dream that refuses to be able to be remembered. Yeah, it could be something that's critically important to you, and still, it ain't there. You can't remember it. You get this into reality. Think of magician's paper. Poof, it's gone. Then you have the other problems. When the game is one that has fluid rules, one side always wins. This is one effect of moving goalposts. A lot of people don't think so, and a lot of people are wrong in what they're doing, but I haven't seen anybody stand up to it. The sudden fair advantage started in 2014. Think about it. That's when they actually started to execute the things that you have seen in the past, oh, let's see, month and a half or two. Oh, it really gets interesting. It entailed a lot of work that was both out of sight and out of mind. Well, if nobody knows about it, and they do it on a QT, oh, you remember, Oz had a curtain. Oh, wonder what he was doing when nobody was watching. It included multiple foreign countries. Okay, now I want you to really, really consider that because that's a fact. Foreign countries. It included multiple foreign countries and a large number of people in our own country. Well, if you hate us so much, what the hell are you doing here? Why don't you go somewhere else? Oh, we can't get everything we need that way. Oh, not enough money on the outside, huh? Specifically, this was the largest coup in our history. The coup d'état is next. Are you ready for the definition? By definition, coup d'état, a sudden, decisive exercise of force in politics. Woo. Especially the violent overthrow or alteration of an existing government by a small group. Now, you can look it up. Webster's has it. And that's where that comes from. Doesn't come from blacks or any of that. Now, what you got to think about is that those last two words, small group, that could describe a lot of groups. There's a whole bunch of them out there that ain't very big. Well, I want to get your mind going in the right direction. So think in terms of the small group consisting of our leaders, military and political, right down to where it counts and matters most. As we get closer to the point of no return, paranoia strikes deep. Ooh, into your life, it'll creep. Oh, we're just having all kind of fun here with this. Well, what about freedom? Well, let's put this in perspective. I'm going to do that with a song. I know you love that, but I want you to listen to it. It describes freedom getting hung out to dry. Well, now, as we get closer to the point of no return, paranoia strikes deep, huh? How fearful are you? Is there a light at the end? That's a good question. You think about that one very closely, okay? We hope what I've described that becomes our new reality. Somebody just taken over. Well, it's a possibility. Ain't probable yet. Now, you talk about things getting being exposed. Well, does it do any good? That's the question. And 2020, this is from December 22 through 29, 2020, Washington Examiner. Teachers unions continued lobbying against reopening schools. The title is 2020 Exposed the Teachers Unions for the Frauds They Are. Oh, my God. Pose a little risk to children in schools are not a major source of transmission. Distance learning has been a disaster for the students and for parents, especially those with limited resources. Glaringly obvious that unions insisting on long-term school closures were not concerned about the students' health or teachers' safety so much as they were interested in what they could gain from the shutdowns. Oh, in L.A., for example, one of the largest teachers unions in the state released a reopening proposal in July that was accompanied by a list of demands. These included, believe it or not, defunding L.A. Police Department, implementing Medicare for All, increasing taxes on the wealthy, and placing a moratorium on charter schools in the county. They just went shopping. It's like Nancy Pelosi and her shopping list she's come up with. The purpose of this ultimatum was purely political, yet L.A. public schools remain closed to this day. New York City's public schools made progress this fall by gradually reintroducing students to the classroom. But teachers' unions sabotaged this too, demanding that Mayor de Blasio close public schools again because coronavirus cases in the city had risen above a certain threshold. Really? Schools themselves are nowhere near this threshold, or that viral transmission among students had been proven non-existent? Doesn't matter. Anyone who questions the teachers' unions, oh boy, is accused of recklessly endangering lives. Oh, yeah. The head of the county's largest teachers' union went so far as to say teachers are being bullied into returning back to the classrooms. Infection rates among students and teachers remain extremely low. Teachers' unions aren't interested in the data. They'd rather spread deliberately exaggerated fears about the coronavirus so they can exercise power over local governments, encouraging teachers to walk out of classroom if their schools reopen, and threatening strikes if government officials buck their demands. Sounds like we need a bunch of new teachers. My. Teachers Union in Chicago is suggesting widespread vaccination won't be enough to convince teachers to return to the classroom. They just want to stay at home, sacrificing the students, and continue to collect their paychecks. Want to cut their paychecks off. Hey, that'd be like putting the government on commission. Whoo, talk about some shit. How about we don't pay our taxes until we absolutely have to? That's another systematic means to get a message across. Unless city governments stand up to them, or unless good teachers decide to leave them in mass, these unions will continue to hold our schools hostage. Why? It's not about safety. It's about power. That's all it is. But that is not the way it is. Yeah, and this bled from 2020 into 2021. Let me see here. That was just one. Coronavirus goalposts must not be allowed to shift again. guess what? Light at the end of the tunnel of the very long and dark COVID-19 tunnel. Not so fast, our moral betters are starting to say. And people are starting to get the gist of this, and they're tired of the crap. Tens of millions of more doses available to administer, and the government's keeping it. Come on now. Does it sound familiar? Do you honestly believe that the people in power really care about us? Lockdowns will kill even more businesses than the 300,000 deaths. Many people's lives have been destroyed and their savings vaporized. Areas of urban America descended into months of anarchy during which mobs, vandals, and looters were encouraged by Democrats, including some elected to govern those cities. And it showed what American radicals will do to this great nation if given the chance. They don't want America to succeed and will try to undermine it at every possible point of attack. We'll see soon. They promised to change the country, and it's in progress. I want to take this opportunity to thank another great body of people. I guess it's a sort of gratitude. I've heard of the scores of thousands of magazine subscribers, more numerous now than any time before. Taste for intelligent, open-minded, lively, thoughtful, conservative writing in politics and culture is an abiding inspiration to all of us who work on this publication. That's Hugo Gordon. That's the letter from the editor. Now, crowds gathered to see houses decorated with Christmas lights and ornaments in the Dyker Heights section of Brooklyn. Oh, my goodness. The puppy dog ain't wearing a mask. Oh, boy. You need to jump on him. Public warms up to coronavirus vaccinations. Not really. The remote learning failure continues. These are titles of small articles. Put some pants on. Oh, boy. Just as you wouldn't want to sell raincoats in the desert, it's pretty rough to sell pants during a lockdown. Not difficult to understand this stuff. Oh, boy. Jefferson County, build a snowman. Oh, that's where we get. Okay. Jefferson County School says it should. White hypocrisy is killing small business. What a crock of crap that is. Big city shutdown rules make a mockery of science and privilege the rich and well-connected. Whoa, how about that? That means that Walmart stays open. Oh, maybe you need to close it. Yeah, that's right. It ain't essential. Not by a long shot. Restaurants built with sweat and tears can be swiftly closed without much pushback. They don't have lobbyists. They don't have large donations to politicians. And they are shown again and again. They don't matter. Yeah, think about that. Oh, boy, Saturday Night Live in New York, it so happens, is filmed in front of a live studio audience. The show skirts rules, state rules against performances in stage shows by simply paying the audience, turning them into employees. Well, we got, remember the lady on YouTube? She showed where she had a set up outdoors, and it was ruled it had to be closed. And yet, the city approved seating for a movie crew. Oh, and in something almost exactly the same? My. What do we do about that shit? Well, there's ways to circumvent it if you really want to know. I'll tell you what. How about you get in touch? You'd be surprised what is really going on. Oh, yeah. Gym goers taken into custody outside of Attila's gym in Belmar, New Jersey. Gym reopened a business for the defiance of a state order that shut down non-essential business. Really? Entertainment? Entertainment. Everybody's hurting from this. Hypocrite politicians do need to be confronted and called out at every opportunity. And you need to do that in a combination of both the direct call out, as it's stated there, and legally. Ooh. Keep punching till your arms fall off. Bob Casey and lessons from the election in the future of a swing state. We should use government money for locally designed jobs programs, get people hired, and give people paychecks. And I can hear the howling of the right saying, oh, you can't do that. Well, guess what? Worked in the 30s. No reason it can't work now. Yeah, that's right. Now, I'm not going to stop with just what I'm talking about here. Tea. Ooh. There is a reason, after all, that our most famous Tea Party involved destruction rather than consumption. Ooh. Act of soft rebellion. Colonists began renouncing tea drinking altogether. Started drinking coffee. Yeah, that's where it started. He gave the British Tea East India Company a monopoly on tea sales. Well, guess what? And in December 1773, Samuel Adams, Sons of Liberty, took that protest a step further by dumping 342 chests of tea into the Boston Harbor. A tea party. And no, I don't mean the idiots that think they know what they're doing. Leader of the opposition, Trump has a chance to be something America has never had. Trump, news grill. Words as the journalist Garrett M. Graff phrased it, a post-presidency, unlike anything America or the world has ever experienced. That's a possibility, but I don't think he would get that far by reentering the race right away. Trump could maintain the most important Republican, remain the most important Republican in the country and one of the most important people in politics. Well, not when you're cut off from all forms of communication. Maybe we should enforce the First Amendment. And you'll note I said enforce. And that, I shouldn't leave too much out there for somebody not to play with. Plenty of spending inventory. Heat up Georgia runoff races. Yeah, well, we know the outcome of that. Now here's a trick, and you heard about the government hack. I'm going to enlighten you a little bit. Highly skilled hackers breach U.S. agencies and private companies. U.S. officials blame Russia for attacks that may have started last spring. How about China? And this has been going on for 1 or 2 years or longer. It's fear porn. Oh, be afraid. They're going to screw with everything that you got. My. New bipartisan gang flexes muscle on Capitol Plus. Proposal puts pressure on Republican and Democratic leaders to get a deal done now. Well, let's seen a check yet? I haven't. Some people may have pre-existing immunity to the coronavirus. How about a little hopium thrown in? I mean, we got to make the icing on the cake sparkly. You put sparklies in it. Automakers embrace electric cars as they prepare for policy U-turn under Biden. Unfunded mandate. They did. They tried some of that with the auto industry and the U.S. citizenry. Guess what? It didn't fly very well. Bumped its butt on the concrete. Gun grab sparks defund ATF movement. Oh. My. Long considering a gun, the agency has provoked alarm with Second Amendment advocates due to the agent's recent targeting of gun makers, including a raid this month on a producer of so-called ghost guns. ATF is trying to shut down America's companies and put good people out of work. Not only is this an attack on small businesses, but the Constitution itself. I'm headed to D.C. to cut government, not expand it, and the ATF is the top of my list. I'd say you need to cut some throats. Oh, boy, COVID-19 vaccine may not mean office workers return to offices. I changed it. COVID-19 vaccine does not mean workers return to office buildings, and investors are in trouble. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to be cutting their workforce that goes to that office. I'll bet you that. Here's some from Stephen Moore. And I give this man a lot of credit. Moore, lockdowns are the great unequalizer. Democrats and liberal economic advisors obsess about income inequality. Really? Will someone please tell them that no act in modern times has widened the gap between the rich and the poor more than the lockdowns going on right now? Hello? I mean, you got, what is it? I'm trying to find a number. Restaurant Association, 40 to 50%. Might go bankrupt. 21 Club in Manhattan and Cliff in San Francisco announced they had closed their doors permanently after nearly 100 years of business. As they die, so do hundreds of jobs. Well, I don't guess anybody cares about that. Maybe there ought to be a economic lawsuit against the people that did it. The answer is that it cares a lot more about power than the poor. Ooh, hello, government. Don't sound to me like you're winning anything. Postmodern reality worthless. Yes, it is. Russia and America ain't all that different. They both want to be the main people. In the Middle Ages, carnival culture was raw, lascivious, and disgraceful, and it elevated a certain social type, the fool. Today, amid exactly the kinds of industries that had led to the carnival culture, we've crowned a fool king. Uh-oh. Hey, I wonder if he's talking about the neck sniffer. It sounds, I mean, you got to really get your stuff together and keep it there. New formality. What the new normal will be, nobody knows. But we're going to find out. Why? Because they're going to change some things around and see if it works. Worked from home since March. I now associate casual clothes with being in the endless COVID-19 lockdown. Casual clothes had been a symbol of liberation. Now they are the orange jumpsuits of our quarantine lockup. Ouch. Always be shutting up. Yeah, you'd be quiet and listening. Hey, you'd be amazed what you can learn. Questions. Two of the questions involve Trump's personal behavior. He wisely didn't take the bait. Yeah, Trump is not an idiot. Barone. Identity politics and no apologies. Ooh. Okay, Biden. Let's play identity politics. You're identified with being a closet person. let's lay it on thick. Biden, you are a pervert, like it or not. Impending, the border surge, warning of an impending crisis of the border due to the Biden administration immigration stances. Huge surge of illegal crossers at the U.S.-Mexican border. Oh, boy, if Biden quickly decides those two policies, we'll see a global crisis in a couple of weeks or less. Illegal entries have grown from 117,000 in April to 70,000 in November. Whoops. I'm telling you, there's some things that are going to explode. The attacks on the nuclear family are half right. No, they're not. Carney. We're committed to disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, declared a New York City teachers union group affiliated with Black Lives Matter. You got any questions? That ought to cover most of it. You want to look it up? December 22 through the 29th, 2020, Washington Examiner. It's in print. It's online. Identity politics. It even survived COVID-19. Woo. Is there anything left to say about identity politics? Supporters across every line in pursuit of their demented ideology, attacking black people for not being anti-racist enough, mobbing gay people for being insufficiently exercised about transgender rights, and pursuing leftist icons. Oh, my goodness. Its critics, for their part, have picked over wokery like vultures tearing the last goblets of meat from a carcass. They have pointed out its intolerance. That's the wrong acronym. SACR. Inconsistency. We're all the same. Celebrate diversity. Irrationality. My feelings. Trump, your facts. White splainer. Impatient. Who cares if anyone was saying that until the day before yesterday? Well, an author chosen specifically for her irreverent pen was commissioned to write a book on cancer culture. Only have her book canceled. There is no rhyme or reason to 99% of this. Zito, she gets in a couple of good ones. Livelihoods and liberty left in the lurch. Ross Township, Pennsylvania, 7 years ago, combat veteran Jack Moe was a hard-nosed Pittsburgh detective who stumbled upon two young brothers, showed up at the boxing gym where he volunteered. The boys were living on the edge of despair. The birth parents had failed them, the foster parents had failed them, and the system had failed them. Well, guess what? Government bureaucracy and institutions designed to serve consistently failed their missions on several levels. Well, it goes on, and he got them out of that. Now what do we do? Well, we're kind of stuck. Why is that? Well, the problem is that we now have the real problem. And that problem goes to this. Is it any wonder liberal states are shrinking? My answer is no. They've lost thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. If you want your state to succeed, that's the formula. It isn't hard to understand why. Oh, and you got some dude in a chariot. Come back. I need to raise your taxes. This is, and it's got a California flag flying. Sire, they all left. I mean, you know, it just people are gravitating towards states that have low or no income tax. Just as simple. It's not complicated to figure this out. But California wants to raise your taxes even though, and they want to raise the bunch if they can get it. Well, I'll take it to another level. And the China economic delusion. And I went all the way through this thing and read the whole piece of this whole one-page article. That's about three-page columns. And the end paragraph, here it is, the cost of continuing on this course, moral, economic, and strategic, are simply too high. Voters and consumers must demand that basic moral and legal ethical standards be applied as a fundamental element to any corporation doing business with China. That would not support neo-Nazis or neo-Confederates, and they would not support Xi's regime for exactly the same reasons. Ooh, yeah, nasty old racist mother. What do you do? Well, love, marriage, babies, carriage. More and more these days, people, especially white liberals, see it as a simple bilateral agreement for the good of man and wife and as not necessarily anybody else's business. I'm inclined to agree with that. Democrats, leave your troubles behind. Well, and this is another Hugo Gurdon letter from the editor. Free lunches are attractive but illusory. People look at socialism and see personal gain. Hey, I'll get free college with costs distributed far away from them throughout the population. But it doesn't work like that. 20 years ago, a corporate surgeon arrived at the place I then worked, and before applying the scalpel to cost, dryly told the staff, listen closely, you can have a lot of fun selling $5 bills for $3, but it doesn't last forever. Woohoo. You think migration that boosts the red state's power in on Capitol Hill would be good news for Republicans. But oddly and dangerously, Californians, New Yorkers, and Illinoisans who voted with their feet for Republican policies and nevertheless seem to still vote at the ballot box for the awful blue state policies they just fled. You idiots. Man, you need to marry if you have a child together. A growing number of people said it doesn't matter who. So, you know, apparently the old morals aren't, oh my goodness. How about a holiday for Fuchi, Mary Fuchiamas? In what has been an unusually depressing year for most, one person seems to have made it his best, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who he is an advisor and shifts the goalpost with increasing frequency. Oh, you keep moving it. Now we know who moves a goalpost. He's kind of small for that job, though. NBA is not what it once was. True. Oh boy, they got science. Snowden's here. This is from the Examiner, January 5th, 2021. Snowden's no hero, really. Against the pardon. All right, well, I wonder who died from it. A man in the arena, Josh Hawley's brand of muscular populist republicanism is ready for its close up. Ooh. I bet they hire a proctologist to check him out, and he's going to come up short. Biden's kitchen cabinet is higher signal that policy will be made out of the West Wing. And these people answer solely to the president. Think about that very carefully now. And what is the filter on the president? Oh, Kamala Harris, stop dragging the military into election fights. Well, I think they ought to be front and center. If I'm right, they're going to be put there anyway. The broken power broker. Oh, Rahm Emanuel just fell over. Rahm is corrupt. Trump shoots his way out of the White House, he does. President is frustrating Republican allies more than ever as his term comes to an end. Really? Corning Squad could create headaches for Pelosi. A caucus of progressive House members continues to exert more influence. So they're not good for you either. That's nice. Now half the adults support mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for children. Take it and stick somebody else with it. Towns and protests create drama for electoral votes certification. It did. Titles fuel the global supply chain crunch. Yeah. Defense authorization will pump up government cybersecurity measures. They're a bit late. They done got hacked. Duo of senators team up to get plastics out of the ocean. Good luck. We've been trying to do that for years. Oh, business. Mom and pop landlords struggle through eviction freeze. Homeowners also at risk of losing their homes. Ooh. My. What do you do? Well, not much you can do. It just... The stand begins with a powerful new flu virus spreading around the earth, leaving devastation in its wake. Chinese guide to our cultural revolution. I see. The stand doesn't deliver. Oh my goodness. Stephen King wrote a junk. Oh my goodness. The waiting game. Oh boy. What pardons reveal about the president granting them? I think I'd go better Zito. Our hopes for 2021 won't be fulfilled by a politician, but by us. And last paragraph, Americans need something to aspire to, a purpose or someone who will take us to a better place. If 2020 taught us anything, it taught us that the journey upward will not come from a politician or will come from the loudest voices, which means it will likely come from within us as a people. That might be the best news for 2021. And I want everybody to think about that very carefully, because it's about what is ready to happen. Democrats, Eric Swalwell problem, yeah. He's guilty and he won't go away. And nobody is going to do anything for him or to him. They think it's ridiculous. And guess what? They're right. Immigrant voters trended toward Trump. That sounds like something you could take to the bank, doesn't it? Well, we're getting there. Just wait. This happens. This comes out. It comes out eventually. Editorial. Oh, boy. January 12, 2021. National Washington Examiner. Trump and his mob, have dishonored America. It wasn't his mob, you dummies. If you haven't done your homework, I can introduce you to the homework if you really want to learn something, but I don't think you probably do. Now, try over 200 Antifa and BLM experienced protesters going to Washington, D.C. to make everybody that supports Trump look like a funky monkey. Political violence is always wrong, not just when you disagree with the cause. They just disagree with Trump. Not the cause, not any cause. BLM, Antifa, they get a free ride. They get the free pass. Here we go. The Left's Horror on Capitol Hill. Ooh. And this is by Gurdon, the Washington Examiner editor. Washington President Trump's mob. It wasn't his mob. Hugo, you need to do your homework. What was being destroyed, in this case, not very beloved building, but a cherished symbol of the idea central to our civilization. Really? Okay. It's okay to have Antifa riots and BLM riots, but if somebody from the right does it, you're wrong. That's basically the gist of your letter. Ooh, the classic. Getting canceled. Plus, law, social reality, The Cat in the Hat, To Kill a Mockingbird, Huckleberry Finn, The Odyssey. Who's the idiot that's doing this? Well, I'll give you three guesses, and the first 12 don't count. Of the Little House on the Prairie books, Laura Ingalls Wilder was stripped of literary honor because of the anti-native and anti-black sentiments in her work. Shakespeare is a proponent of white supremacy and colonization. Dr. Seuss books must be thrown out because they promote harmful stereotypes. Any literary work that does not subscribe to leftism's woke agenda is irredeemable, no matter the important lessons each has to offer. So literature's dead and stinking. That means that pretty soon all of these magazines that I've been kind of following around with, bye-bye. Woo! Exodus 2020, not leaving New York. Empire State. The cities specifically lost thousands upon thousands of residents for every person who moved into New York City in 2020. Nearly three moved out. In Chicago, the ratio was also more than two leavers for every arrival. Notice that each of these states and cities that lost residents have one thing in common. They are run by liberals who have no problem raising taxes, mandating strict restrictions, and leashing law enforcement. This suggests that the urban life itself is not the problem, but perhaps the rules and people who that govern city living are. Oh my goodness. Criminal behavior. A 50% increase. Chicago, 50% increase. New York City, 40% increase. Weeks of protests and riots and everything. My. How far do you want to get with this? New York State of whine New York State's done. Big Apple can't regain its glory if it tells outsiders it doesn't need them. We don't need you. Okay. I just did a number on your industries that rely on something like visitors of any sort. Oh, my goodness. Debacle in Georgia. The Republicans blew it big time in Georgia. Trump, you need to stay out of it and keep your mouth shut. Coup, then and now. On January 6th, mob and pro-Trump. Oh, no, they weren't. caused a problem. Okay, well, that wasn't Trump's group. Nightmares assault on democracy shows the dangers of the politics of resentment and grievance. Trump versus the rule of law. And I wrote that in with a big red marker that says, lie. Tried to reinitiate the rule of law. No, they got a lot of pictures. Oh. Yeah, they got people that are that have been tear gassed and they're trying to wash it out. And they got people with guns behind a thing here. And they got people screaming. Capitol riot was an inevitable result of two things. Trump's stubborn refusal to accept his loss, which it wasn't, and the incitement that he and his warm-up acts had conducted that afternoon. Well, both Republicans and Democrats tend to speak of each other as threats in one way or another to democracy. They fail to realize that this hatred and intolerance of opponents is itself tactical to democratic government. Yeah, well, this Republican has been through a lot of shaming, a lot of ridicule, and a whole lot of other things. How COVID-19 restrictions drove a child's play place out of business. Think about using $5 or $10 an hour to have your kids enjoy themselves while you go shopping. Officials see fewer than 10 agencies compromised in recent attack. Hey, officials, you're lying. That's a lie. Sorry. Davis-Bacon Act may present challenges to Biden's infrastructure plans. It will. You wait. He has no idea some of the fun and games he's got. Oh, oil cartel faces frosty relations with Biden after alliance with Trump. Oops. He just screwed us all up. And you're looking to undo the things that we accomplished? Well, to override the override of Trump's NDAA veto. It shows Congress can reign supreme. No, it can't. And there's a reason why it can't. I'll explain that later. And only face-to-face. Okay, Bedard hits a home run. Oh, my God, did he hit a home run. Washington Secrets. This is the Washington Examiner, January 12, 2020. New role for Antifa, Biden's shock troops. Antifa is like to feel emboldened to challenge pro-Trump critics of the new Democratic administration. They will feel, in their own right, legitimized to retaliate. Ooh. Now, we got an NGO, and I don't know how to pronounce your name, or I'd try. Self-made Antifa expert. Violence of the group. Including his own beating and death threats from members. He is presently out of country on account of it. Yeah, that's right. Antifa is here to stay. Biden era serving his far left shock troops to intimidate political opponents, undermine elections, push for radical violent revolution. That sounds like it could be interesting. Keep the heat on Antifa and media outlets. He said cover pro-Trump clashes more critically than the group's firebombings of federal buildings and seizure of city streets in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. Oh, and I'm wondering where the hell you were when all when we had thousands of people for months in Portland try to also to break into a federal building and burn it down. Ooh, where the hell were your condemnations during that time? Ooh. They mirror each other, lots of far left and far right. But one side is given particular legitimacy, and that's what makes them, in my view, more dangerous because nobody is viewing them as a threat. Ooh, Antifa not only wins credibility, but is given carte blanche to push its agenda. The mainstream of our argument that how you solve your grievances is through violence. Hello, Antifa. Pelosi's majority, just 5 to 7 seats. Ooh, that's skinny. Trump exits, but will his tariffs remain? Biden has constituencies that prefer the taxes on imports remain. Now, think about that. They want to cozy up China? Let them move there. More liberalism will get unleashed and will fail again. This is Stephen Moore. Conservatism seems to be on life support. Oh, my God. I hope not. In both cases, Democrats and their liberal allies outran their mandates from voters. 2 years, and the voters did it. I get a prediction right out of the gate. The Democrats will ram through a $2 to $3 trillion stimulus bill. Sidestep every check and balance installed by our founding fathers and nearly 203 years of speed bumps to protect the rights of the minority. If we're the majority, actually. 90% does it. The 10% collect it. Freedom of First is to be replaced with globalism. Oh, goody. Trump, remember Trump jumped on that? People find such an anti-American gender agenda repulsive. The swamp. Most voters still want it drained. Conservatives may have lost the reins of power in Washington, but they won nearly everywhere else, coast to coast. Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, juggernaut is going to be like tanks streaming across the border. The victims of progressivism, redistributionism, as always, will be the very people who benefited the most from Trump's policies. The poor, the working class, and minorities. You guys might just get ready to go hide somewhere because that's about the only out you got. Our crisis of liberalism is not like the last one. That's true. It isn't. And I'll get into that in a minute. Boy, I think I finished this magazine already. And who wants to hear from George Clooney? Trump's shameful refusal to accept reality? ? I don't think so. That's Barnes. And he should know what he's done. The break between Trump and the GOP. Well, you got to remember there's a difference between Trump supporters and the GOP. Anyway, York, now they tell us Trump was tough on Russia. But he's in collusion with him. He's working with him. Oh, boy. Trump's barbarians at the gates. Try Antifa and BLM, Carney. Do your homework. Do your due diligence before you go putting stuff into writing that doesn't make no sense. Barone, will Democrats ditch policy that has promoted income equality? Yes. Oh, if you need something that'll curdle your milk, that ought to do it. Big fat yes. I got one last mic. Let's see. Is it one? I got two more, and they're saving the mail. This is from The Nation. This is the 125-21. It says, saving the mail. I'm going to tell you right now, that isn't possible. I'll tell you why. Everybody uses electronic means. Oh, boy. LA Missile opens her big mouth again. Objection. Enforcement is violent. Like it or not, time to deliver. Biden promised to do something about the scourge of racist police violence. Maybe you could start something off, Ellie. You haven't done anything so far that I've seen worthy of mention, quite literally. Was President Trump a fascist? The answer is no. Whether you like it or not, I don't care about that. I really don't. Nobody cares about, oh boy, and you got the 2020 honor roll. How America chose homelessness. The leaders For months, our leaders have known that COVID-19 crisis will force many people from their homes. They decided to let it happen. Who? You mean the Democratic mayors and governors have turned their back on the people and said, suck it up, eat cake or whatever applies? While sleeping on the street is an option, roll if you wind up immediately in a tent. Many steps to that grim end stage. Woo. Yeah, well, one thing is the Democratic proposition to destroy the safety nets, every one that we have. What happens when too many people don't care about saving lives? Well, it becomes a lie, that's what. And yeah, your mask and your vaccine, 99% survival rate, government news lie. Take off your mask. Woo. Coronavirus is here, and we're all on fire. We needed help two steps ago. Who's in charge of this mess? I have so much common sense, it oozes out my ears. Old people in nursing home, that's what they usually do. They die. Ooh. Yeah. And a couple of people went out of their way to make sure that more of them died quicker. Why? Well, was it the money that was spent to keep them in the nursing home? We got letters and we got this and we got that. Anyway, that's the end of that magazine. See, pretty quick, huh? You just wait. I'm gonna get down to the nitty gritty and the week. Oh my goodness. National Review, and they got a thing called the Week, and they cover different little topics. I'm gonna hit the first one. They usually use that as a joke, and this is funnier than shit if you think about it. The way it works this winter is that if a groundhog sees its shadow, think about that, Joe Biden will come up above ground. Ooh, talk about it. Talk about ripping scabs off. Oh, my goodness. And no, his underground campaign didn't work. Constitutional charade. The Electoral College. Ooh. President of the Joint Central County had begun to persist the county electors in the presidential race. This is supposed to be a ministerial act, but it required more drama. What about a dozen senators, mostly prominently Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, said that they would join Republican members of the House in objection to Biden electors from battleground states. There you go. Ooh, they got a elephant up there going to teach as a teacher in front of, back to opposition. Republicans need to offer alternatives, not just resistance. Yeah, that's going to become a moot point. And I've told you why. The real pardon power. Oh, boy. Where the disabled have a right to be born. Anywhere they are conceived. Oh, a Saudi woman. She got a nice smile. I learned to stop worrying and love big tech. I'm sorry, but I don't love big tech. I think big tech is pretty much tits on a bowl. I don't think it has any relativity. The case for American optimism as policymakers debate people are creating their own new nation. I hope not. I hope it don't go too far. In the tank on the experience of being sensorily deprived. Ooh, that means that you're off of Facebook. Oh, boy. The last infirmity of the noble mind. In human ideology. Oh, boy. Take the red pill. Humanity isn't goodness, really. We're so good to each other. We just shoot each other and have somebody of authority just sort them out. Oh, Lord. The clean, sweet country life. Ooh. Barry Stearns recalled the end of the year is iconography and aspirations. Ooh. It's a less wonderful life. Oh, boy. I tell you what. On the front of this thing, Biden takes charge. What a crock of shit, National Review. He ain't in office yet. Hello. I'm not paying attention over there, but it's got deep. Okay. Now I'm gonna go switch it. I'm gonna switch this thing over to Facebook. Where are we at here? How's it going? Clunk. There we are. Problem in a wood pile. Run up to your status. Goody. Glad to see you testifying, Grammy J. Here's the deal. Most of the older rich have decided to cancel any who disagree. Lawsuits have been filed. Now, I've read that before, but was that insurrection action really signed? Yeah. The thing is that it was reinstated as an active condition of being in this country. Think about that, Wanda. Okay. Janice, I tried to open the show, they wouldn't know. Well, that's maybe because when I posted it, we didn't have a show going yet. Does Red 4 being mean? I'm a Red. My name is Red. That's how they know me in certain circles. And only unless you are a Red can you understand what that means. It means that I am an incarnate. I volunteered to have myself inserted into human form. And I'm getting old enough that it hurts. One back you said there's candy. How about our personnel that we have that will keep services? Yes, that's true. And they are ready to go anytime they are needed. We're all starfighters. Ooh. Candyman likes to put in fun and games. Oh, Ron. Oh, how long is there no turning back and they install Joe? Well, Joe is not going to be installed. They can't. They wish they could, but they can't. You'll see what I mean. Johnny. It's like watching a G.I. Joe movie. It is about to hit the fan, I said. See post below. Massive troop deployment happening in D.C. Biden will have more soldiers guarding him than we have stationed in Afghanistan. Well, there's a problem with that. They're not there on Biden, or on his order. Ooh, guess who orders those troops out? The president. And guess who the president is? Might watch closely. It's time to declass everything and arrest the culprits. I agree, Dubin. Jonathan, oh boy, Jonathan is getting into the act. Rumors are swirling this will be a fake Biden inauguration. MSM broadcast, then they'll snatch him and scrunch it up after. So we can see the horrors they have in store. They might be told as if they haven't already been told us. That's about it. Boink. Matt. Whoa, glad I decided to check in. I have not caught the show in a while. Well, shame on you. The worst perpetrators of violence? The left. Antifa, BLM. It's showtime. Pony. Not working yet. Well, you get there if you just, you know, listen to what the people tell you. Bit shoot. Oh, vaccine. What it really does. Uh-oh. That sounds funky. Now, there's something that everybody's kind of ignoring. On my last show, I asked for volunteers for a specific purpose and a specific operation. I've asked for volunteers nationwide. If you want to be free, if you want to be free, you'll join me. How? Get in touch.
this is really good, huh? What's it good for? I don't get no sound with it. Send me a link, I will put it up there. What the vaccine really does. Anyway, my position is simple. I've asked for volunteers. 1/16/21, that's today. At least 4 days. We need to get her done. You guys find my phone number, call me. Find my email address, get in touch. Believe me, I will check it all out. The thing I'm looking for is people that have the capability to travel. Once you get that, we'll be good. So, everybody think about 4 days. Oh, it's less than 4 days. It's three and pieces and counting, and it's getting closer. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. We hope that my intel was correct, and Trump will do what we suggested and think he will do. With that, I say, go out there, do me a favor, get her done.